This is a XY versus Home Department number 10, 1 minute at 250, Reading. Number two, both the purpose of Part 4 ATCSA and its terms are directed to a different and wider target than the claimed national emergency emanating from the risk of a terrorist attack against the United Kingdom by the Al-Qaeda network. They are at the same time both over-inclusive and under-inclusive, and in this latter respect, discriminatory. Three, Part 4 was directed towards reversing the effect of the decisions in two previously named cases. As such, it is necessarily inconsistent with the requirement that the derogating measures be carefully tailored to meet the exigencies of a threat of terrorist attack on the United Kingdom or its population. This is firstly because it encompasses those who pose no direct threat to the United Kingdom, since their threatened actions are directed only against foreign states. And secondly, because it simultaneously excludes British nationals whose presence does pose a direct and immediate threat of terrorist attack in the United Kingdom. There is thus an obvious mismatch between the claimed public emergency and the scope and purpose of the legislation. Four, since the condition for a lawful derogation under Article 15 depends upon the measures being strictly required by a public emergency threatening the life of the nation, that is, the United Kingdom, the broad formulation of national security adopted on a previously named case is inapplicable to the test for derogation under Article 15.